Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally Olcorny, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today is Halloween, and Halloween is the biggest day for the year for me. This year, I am making up two different kinds of flyers. One of them is the usual Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, October, with the black ribbon on it, and on the back of that, I am putting a wealth of information about adult vaccination. And since 2010, I've been distributing the same flyer. Always on the back, I had information about children. That hasn't really mobilized people, you know? And since certainly adults are now in California, if you're a daycare worker, you can be jailed if you do not get vaccinated to do your job. Oh, dear. Someone's calling me now. That's most unfortunate. Whatever. So I'm putting on the back of those flyers now a information about forced vaccination of adults and the CDC's plan that I have not heard was revoked, even though tens of thousands of people said, I do not consent, which is what I said plainly. I do not consent. If ever there was a time to speak up, this would have to be it. And aren't we governed by the consent of the people? That's a tiny little thought I throw out there. But tens of thousands of people spoke out. And I don't know that this proposal was retracted, or even if it was adjusted, it was an abomination. I interviewed a woman, Laura Arakin, on September 11th, and it was so appalling that I actually gave the CDC's proposal an award. Special for September 11th, I gave it the Larry Silverstein Award for Chutzpah. Yeah. Well, all I can say is if their dastardly plans do in fact unfold, This is going to be beyond your wildest nightmare, really. And if you have children, I mean, I personally have two, you know, friends of mine who are very unwell and may be dying. I'm going to visit one today, and I'm waiting for my son to arrive, and he was calling me. But, you know, I don't know what to say, man. This is... I'm just worried about the kids still, even if they're adult kids. We have lived, we have loved, we have worked, we have, you know, maybe traveled if you were lucky. I traveled when I was younger, and when the children were younger, I traveled with them a bit, you know, and so I've really lived. But my children are adults now, and they're trying to get by like everybody else's adult children, and this is not the world that I have hoped to create for them. And it's kind of up to the listener out there to hear me and to say, I haven't done my share. I haven't done my part. I understand what's going on. I'm keeping my head down. I'm focused on work. I've got enough problems. You may have problems, but your children will be in shackles. You know, I am saying nothing short of that. So please wake up. Please get active. Join me on November 11th, Veterans Day. So your kids are out of school. Bring the kids to City Hall at 1 p.m. And what we do is we speak out, and I put these messages that we have about the truth. Your truth, whatever it is, bring it. Because the people who watch television, and I tape this for television, are completely snookered. They are misinformed, disinformed, manipulated, you name it, and they're lied to. So the only shot they will have, and we reach so many people, let me, don't underestimate this, please. We reach so many people that the only shot they're going to have at getting the God's honest truth is you. and what you will inform them of. So, you know, I can keep doing it, sure. They see a person doing it. God bless my friends Yuka Azuma, Sarah E. Flores, Christian Palmer, who keep showing up and showing up and showing up. God bless them. They always have something righteous and informative to contribute, you know? And so I'm thrilled. They'll be there. They'll be there. And I don't know who else is coming. I do know that I'm constantly trying. One woman from New Jersey who I've never met is dying to come. Yay! Come from Connecticut. I've had people come from Pennsylvania, from Florida. You know, it's ridiculous. We're a city of 8 million people. 8 million people! And we have to import people who will speak the truth. I'm appalled at New York City. We are, you know, certainly we're the rudest city. So, I mean, if you have no problem walking, blowing by someone as you knock them over and going, excuse you, if you can do that, you can certainly, if you know the truth, speak your truth on a separate city hall. Come on, New Yorkers. So you can imagine how stupefied I am. I'm going to read you my latest Facebook post because, oh, good, Sarah E's messaging me. Maybe she'll come on air. Let me ask her if she will. Hold up. Call into my show, please, now at 347-890-1578. Okay. Okay, so now where was I? I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm going to read you the latest post I put on Facebook as I wait for my late son to take me to the hospital to see the lone flyer distributing activist, okay? My wonderful friend Kevin, who I've known since I was 15 years old, he's in the hospital, and I cringe, knowing he's probably not going to leave. Because last time he was in the hospital, he walked in, and he hasn't been able to walk since. So, you know, I'm too happy about this. And, you know, it's his life. I try to help him. I've offered him so many different kinds of help. Oh, no, I can't take that. I'm like, you give. And you can't take? I don't think so, you know? So here he is, a huge giver. He's, when we had Hurricane Sandy, which was a HAARP and chemtrail-driven, plotted and driven storm, make no bones about that, he was every single day running to the Rockaways in his truck and bringing coats and socks and whatever, blankets, you name it. He was just chivalrous. That's chivalry. So he's out in the streets with me, distributing flyers, distributing pamphlets, distributing cards. You know, every time I see him, he goes, oh, I need a couple more boxes of those cards. I'm like, really? You got rid of 500 cards since I saw you last? He goes, sure. And those stickers that the Vaccine Liberation Army gives out, he's gone through rolls of them. This man is, you know, he's a gift from God in terms of educating people. If that is your thrust, do you care to educate people? Do you want to wake them up? Do you want to swell our numbers? Do you want to stop this godforsaken agenda afoot? I know I do. I've got kids. I'm hoping to have grandkids. And, you know, maybe my children can't have grandkids because there's a whole lot of polysorbate 80 floating around those vaccines that I didn't know in time to reject, you know. And the complete tragedy of it all is my sister was severely mentally retarded from vaccination, which my own mother didn't figure out until my children had grown. So I couldn't benefit from the knowledge of what had taken my sister down. And this is what I just posted today. I'm standing on the steps of City Hall, and I am holding up a vaccine injury, you know, the Black Ribbon October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. And this is what I say. I used to be Silly Sally the Jolly Jestress, because that's what I was. director of the Museum of Comedy, who put on 1,000 comedy shows in hospitals and homeless shelters. I had an 800 number for homeless New Yorkers until Wells Fargo put it on their site, and all I got was people calling about banking, and I had to pay for the privilege. So I called Wells Fargo. I said, listen, either get my toll-free number for homeless New Yorkers off of your website or pay me to answer your phone. But I'm not going to be paying to answer your phone. No, thank you. I will not be paying for the privilege of talking to your customers. And so instead, AT&T just closed my account. That's it. Wells Fargo wins. Now they have the number 866-JEST-FEST, J-E-S-T-F-E-S-T, which was obviously appropriate to the Museum of Comedy. We were at the Museum of Comedy Jesters, and we had a jest fest throughout hospitals and homeless shelters. It was the perpetual jest fest. But, yeah, call that number, 866-JEST-FEST, and give them a piece of your mind, because it should be Wells Fargo, you know. Anyway, so this is what I wrote. I used to be Silly Sally the Jolly Jestress. Man alive, what can happen when you realize that your sister didn't have to live a compromised existence and die at 23? The poisons, the lies, cover up the future? 99.2% of children in New York do not have a religious exemption to attend school, and all babies in the USA are under an unparalleled assault. Come with me on Veterans Day, 11/11 at 1 p.m. to City Hall and state your case. I will air it on television to spread the word rapidly, because vaccination is preventable. Yes, and then I send you to my blog, brightfuture83.wordpress.com, where you will find, you know, just oceans of information. And I hope you will check it out. I hope you will listen to what I have to say and read all the backup. You know, we have plenty of backup. Every single thing we put out there, we can reference. And the queen of backup is Christina England. She's a researcher, and she doesn't say one word without being able to reference it to a document. She's remarkable, and I may as well recommend her book because it is remarkable. And even on Amazon, where they have trolls looking to give important books a one star when it comes to vaccines, they can't do that with hers because it's just incontrovertible. It's not an opinion. Proof is more proof. And her book is called Vaccination Policy and the UK Government, The Untold Truth. Well, I'm supposed to be interviewing right now a hero of mine, and let's see. Let's see if I can reach him. Okay? Hold on. Okay. See, I thought I was going to the hospital and might not be back in time, so I told him that. I said, I may not be back in time for this interview, and please forgive me if I'm not. But my son got held up at work, and now I'm still waiting for him, so I could have had this interview. Hi, John. John, are you there? Oh, dear. Oh, it's not good. So, as I say, the call I got this morning kind of threw the whole day off, and I don't know how I'm going to be printing out my flyers because my son was supposed to print them before he left. And this just threw the whole day off. But, you know, it's my dear, wonderful friend. And when he, I don't want to think about it. I was on the phone with another friend last night who I'm sure would not want me to say they are dying, but they are dying too. Name, but I'm very concerned about both of these dear friends. You know? Anyway, the person I was supposed to interview is a total hero. His name is John Scudamore, and he had given a title to this show, which is Oh, he's here. Oh, my God. Someone's here. Hello? Hello? Hi. Someone called in. Someone called in. Is it my friend Sarah E?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't see that someone had called in. I was supposed to interview John Scudamore today of Whale.2. Haven't you ever seen that website, Whale.2?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. He is, it is the definitive website if you are a researcher. And when you get there, you will have a smile on your face from ear to ear because he's done nothing but work. It looks like 20 years of work to me. You are going to have yourself a field day. And all the memes, he's like got a collection of memes, second to none, of all the doctors and all of their famous quotes. Yeah, he's amazing. I had an interview with him, and then my wonderful friend Kevin called and said he was in the hospital, and could I come and tell the doctor that he doesn't want to live, basically, don't resuscitate, or whatever. Oh, my God. So my son was supposed to leave work, and he got late, I guess. I don't know. I'm still waiting for him. So I contacted John, and I said, well, we're on. I'm sorry. I thought I wasn't going to be here, but I'm still here. And now John's not there. So I appreciate your calling in, and I'm totally flustered and upset. You can tell that, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sorry.
So my friend Sarah E. is the champion of herbal remedies. I've never been able to drag this out of you, but I'm going to give you a problem, and you're going to tell me what to do about it, okay? Okay, well, let's start with the problem I did have. Fell down a flight of stairs, and turns out I didn't break my leg, but it was, I've broken my ankle. It was kind of worse than a broken ankle. It was such severe trauma that I couldn't get up for 5 days. I couldn't stand on my legs for 5 days. And you told me to take something, and I forgot what it was. What was it called?
Arnica. You have to take Arnica 30C or maybe a potency higher, Arnica 200C. Yes, Arnica is good for any bruising, any accidents. Mm-hmm. That's homeopathic.
Right. Okay. And I see you recommending things to people all the time, going back and forth with people, going, oh, you should try this, you should try that. How did you develop this interest in remedy, herbal, natural? What have you?
Through my own health struggles, you know, when I was in my early 20s, I started having back problems. It was actually after an accident. And, you know, and then I had other assorted health issues. And, you know, I went to doctors and, you know, they would prescribe the usual meds. And, you know, things would improve for a little while. And then I go back to square one. So, I mean, it was obvious to me they weren't really temporarily. And so then that's when I started getting involved with the Edgar Cayce work. He was a psychic healer that lived in the 1930s, and he espoused, like, natural treatments, you know, usually diet, you know, like food combining, like more alkaline foods rather than acid foods will strengthen your immunity. And, you know, there were castor oil packs and colonics and all these herbs and all these, and he also recommended chiropractic. So I started going to chiropractic, and I found some relief of my aches and pains, and I started delving more into, you know, herbs and all such. And those treatments helped me a lot more than the doctors were able to help me. So that's how I became convinced. So it's been a long time. And that's how I raised my daughter, also giving her homeopathic remedies. And I found them very effective. And I never used regular meds with her at all or with myself.
Do you do raw honey?
Yes, but I'm not really, I've heard people having good responses from that, but I haven't used honey a lot. No, I use lemon, you know, mm-hmm. first thing in the morning a lot of times. That cleanses your liver, but, you know, honey's supposed to be very good for you, but I'm not, you know, I use it in my teas, but I don't use it, I haven't used it medicinally a lot. yet.
Okay, because someone recommended raw honey, and it's so different from the store-bought honey. It's like a completely different animal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I do use honey, I do buy that kind of honey. But I thought you meant have I used it for any kind of treatments. No, I use it in tea. But, yes, I do buy raw honey. It's supposed to have more of the nutrients in it than regular honey. It hasn't been heated the way regular honey has been heated.
Well, a lot of the honey, there's no honey in. I mean, a lot of the honey is just corn syrup or something. I don't know what they're,
it's possible.
What they're putting over as honey these days. So I was going to recommend a brand, because I don't want to get the wrong thing. I'd like to get the right thing. But, what would you use ginger for?
Oh, ginger is for, for your lungs. It's good for your immune system. It's good for any kind of coughs. You know, it's actually good when you start coming down with a cold. You know, it boosts up your immune system, and it brings heat into your body and helps you to perspire. And when your body gets warmer and perspires, then if there's any bugs in your body, you'll get rid of it much more quickly. And it's also good for, excellent for your circulation. So if you get cold easily, ginger's really good to take in the winter, hot ginger tea. It warms you up, warms up your whole body. But it's, it's good for cold, for any kind of colds.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay. Well, I have to tell you, I got something called dried, I'm trying to remember the name of the store in it. Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, they have a lot of dried fruits. And I got, dried ginger. I guess it was sugar-coated or something. But it was definitely ginger. I've never had that.
Ginger candy. I've had it. It's tasty.
I just felt overall better.
It's also good for your digestion. I forgot. It's really good for your digestion also. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's good for so many things.
Well, I have a lot of kids who have vaccine damage have really poor digestion. Either they have they're constipated or they're the opposite. So it would regulate your digestion possibly a little bit better? Or
yes, it would help.
Colon or what?
No, it would help. It would help their digestion. Mm-hmm. Chamomile is also often very good for your digestion. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Now, what is rosemary good for?
Rosemary, I'm not used to using it too much as medicinally as for cooking, but I mean, rosemary itself is supposed to be an herb, in essential oil, it's supposed to help your memory, actually.
Oh.
Yes.
I remember reading something about sniffing rosemary. Now, that sounds absolutely pornographic.
Yeah, it's supposed to help your memory. It's supposed to improve your memory. It's supposed to help you remember things better.
That is really
also
cool.
Also, peppermint can do that, supposedly. Peppermint essential oil.
Sniffing it
wakes
or
you up
eating
to,
it?
Peppermint essential sniffing oil can help to wake you up and remember things better also, as well as ginkgo.
Okay.
Ginkgo is really excellent for your memory,
Ginkgo. What is ginkgo? Mm-hmm. It's a root, right?
Yeah, ginkgo biloba. I'm not sure if it's used in root form. I'm not sure if it's the leaves that are used or the root. I have to look that up. But I know I buy it as ginkgo, and I have to look that up. I'm not too up on it because I don't, I'm not used to taking that very much. But I buy it from my mother because she had meningitis many years ago, and it seems to help. It helps. And her memory's not very good. And my father, who's like 88, also takes it, and his memory's been keeping up. But I make sure that he drinks. I buy him tablets from Planetary Herbal. They have a ginkgo bacopa combination. They're both herbs. Bacopa is an Ayurvedic herb. Ginkgo is more Western. So both are for your memory enhancers. So I buy that for them, and it seems to help them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let us talk about memory, because that's a huge issue, especially because of – no, I mean, in terms of the vaccines – and early onset Alzheimer's, they were saying people are in their 40s. I just posted this article the other day. People in their 40s are going to memory loss, Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I'm sure, because we're also being sprayed with all kinds of chemicals from above, and that are meant to make us, aluminum, which will destroy will propel you into Alzheimer's earlier. Will cause memory loss, aluminum. I mean, aluminum's been found in the brains of Alzheimer's. cadavers, you know, they in their brains. So,
So what improves your memory? Does coconut oil have any memory enhancing or clarity?
It's possible, but not that I'm aware of. Maybe it is, but I haven't really studied coconut oil in depth, so I can't say. But I know a little more about the herbal. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what if people are going Alzheimer's early, what would you recommend for them?
Well, I'm not a doctor, so I'm recommending, just suggesting what I've learned from my herbal studies that's helpful. Yeah, like I told you, the combination, Planetary Herbals is a very good company, which, you know, all the herbal combinations are made by Michael Tierra, who's a licensed acupuncturist and professional herbalist. And he has a memory combination, which is called Bacopa Ginkgo. I would drink that, Bacopa Ginkgo. So it's got those two herbs, plus I believe a few other herbs that are all good for your memory. Mm-hmm. So I would
do that.
I'm sure detoxifying your body. Because, I mean, ultimately everything's like poison somehow accumulating in your body, you know, that lead to your body breaking down, whether it's your brain or whatever. Personally, that's what I've learned, you know. So
I've seen these pads that claim that they draw the toxins out through your feet.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I'm not experienced with that. I'm not sure how legit that is. I've heard different things about it. Personally, I think colonics are really good for you, even though a lot of people don't really think that's, you know, don't care for them, because they say, well, you know, colonic is like it's a colon cleanse. You know, it's like a high enema, what they would have called a high enema many years ago. It's like stronger than a regular enema, which just uses a few quarts of water. With a colonic, they use actually gallons of water, which come into your colon and out, in and out, in and out. And it's just water, and it cleanses your intestinal tract, you know. But I personally feel those are really excellent in detoxifying. Mm. That in combination with like castor oil packs, which were a treatment that Edgar Cayce always suggested, you know, that cleanses your liver and it gets everything, it gets your intestinal tract in better shape. That along with the colonics are really excellent for your detoxifying and for your health.
Now, castor oil, do you take it by spoon or do you take it in tablets?
Oh, no, the castor oil packs are, it's a pad. You take a flannel cloth and it's like a compress. You place it on your right side. You know, this, if people go on edgarcayce.org website, they will find precise directions on how to apply. Basically, no, it's used topically on top of your abdomen for a whole hour and a half to 2 hours. You lay down with this pad full of oil, full of castor oil. You know, you have to cover your bed with plastic and everything so you don't get it all over the place. But, yeah, you just lay down with this pad, and then you can put a heating pad over it for, like, almost 2 hours. It's extremely relaxing. When you put that on yourself, like, you will fall asleep. Very, very relaxing. So you do that usually it's done in a series. So you would do that at the same time each day for 3 days straight. You know, and it would help your colon, it helps your liver, helps everything there. Your lymphatics that are in, you know, so Langerhans, which have to do with your immunity. I mean, it helps everything. Cayce recommended it for, like, so many ailments. You know, it's like a cure-all, you could say. And actually, castor oil means the palm of Christ, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, that is interesting, healing hands and what have you. Yeah, that's really
Palma Christi. Palma Christi. Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of the website that would give you instructions on how to proceed?
Edgar Cayce. That's the name of the psychic healer. EDGARCAYCE. EdgarCayce.org.
Oh, EdgarCayce.
Yeah, EdgarCayce.org. That's the headquarters in Virginia Beach. And, you know, you would find there some of the treatment protocols that he suggested. And I'm almost certain they have directions on how to do castor oil packs there. So this is something you do topically. No, he was not a doctor. He was a psychic. He was born with this gift. Many doctors actually went to him. He was born with this gift that all he needed was a person's name and I believe their address. He would go to sleep. You know, he would actually lay down to sleep. He would go into a trance state. He would be given the person's name and address, and then he would say, yes, we have the body here. That's how he would refer to the clients. And then he would actually diagnose what was wrong with them, say, oh, this and this is going on. And, you know, he would actually use medical terms. And this was a person that only went up to school to the seventh grade, was a very devout religious person, you know, Baptist Christian person, taught Sunday school. Anyway, but so, yes, he would go to sleep so that he would start diagnosing what was wrong with the person. And then he would actually prescribe certain, you know, he would give suggestions for treatments that would help the person. Then he would wake up and he didn't remember a thing he said, but the secretary had, he would have a stenographer typing, writing down everything he said, and then he would see it. And what was amazing is that people that went to him were usually last resort cases that the doctors couldn't help. So they would go to him after the doctors couldn't do anything more for them. And often they had serious issues, you know. And if they followed his treatments to the teeth, they were most often healed. Unless, it, you know, I mean, there were cancer patients that were too advanced that didn't, you know, but there was usually improvement and many people were healed. And this is all documented in Virginia Beach, at Virginia Beach headquarters, the ARE.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The psychic readings and treatments are, yeah, there's over 14,000 health readings. Mm-hmm.
What do you know about these essential oils?
The essential oils are very concentrated, you know. I mean, usually they, you know, most professional aromatherapists recommend that you don't internally ingest them. I mean, I know I've heard that some people do ingest oregano. I guess you just have to be extremely careful. But usually they're used topically. But most essential oils are antiviral, antibacterial. I mean, they will destroy any bugs, you know. And usually just by smelling them. By smelling them, you get the full effects of that. And also, you can use them on the bottom of your feet. You can rub them on. That's a pretty safe way to use it. Rub it topically on the bottom of your feet. And what's always interesting is that essential oils, they're not like other oils, you know. They have the life force of the plant. They have all the antibacterial, antiviral property, antifungal properties. They're super strong. And when you rub them on your skin, the oil doesn't stay on your skin the way it would with a regular oil. You know, if you rub some oil on your skin, it'll get oily, right? But with the essential oils, when you rub a little bit, a drop or two on your skin, your skin soaks it all up. It disappears. It doesn't stay oily at all. And so it's supposed to go straight into your bloodstream. Yes, they go straight into your bloodstream and start doing their work. You know, so oftentimes when I'm about to catch a cold, I take my herbs, but I also rub essential oils on the bottom of my feet. And if I do that, I get rid of it a lot faster, or I won't even catch it if I get it in the beginning stages. Mm-hmm.
Boy, you need to come to my house and make recommendations. I'm not kidding. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what my problem is, and maybe you could tell me what you would do if it were your problem. I have terrible eczema on the bottom of my feet from a tetanus shot. And I was wondering, what can I do about that?
I would think that, I mean, from what I remember, again, I'm referring to the KC readings because that's where I feel like, you know, those treatments are quite effective. I believe that with eczema, you would need to internally cleanse. You would need castor oil packs would help. Colonics would help. Definitely. I would think the colon would have to be cleansed, you know. And, you need to cleanse your body. And, of course, eating more fruits and vegetables, 80% more of an alkaline diet, 20% more acid-producing foods are meat, starches, alkaline are fruits and vegetables. So you would want to, you know, Casey would say have a raw salad every day at least to help you. You know, the raw fiber acts like a colon cleanser. You know,
right.
It would help you to go to the bathroom more regularly. I mean, as far as herbally, what I know with my herbs too, you could also cleanse your colon taking triphala, which is an Ayurvedic herb, and it's very gentle because, you know, there's a lot of laxatives out there that are kind of rough on your system. But it's very gentle, so you would take that often, make sure that you're cleansing out your colon as best as possible. And I would have to do, I believe, saffron too. But I have to look it up because I know that Casey for psoriasis, he had a treatment with saffron. you know, but I forget how you have to do it. I think you have to put in a little bit of cool water. But I know the treatment is in the edgarcasey.org too, how you use the saffron flower. But that's supposed to be very good for your intestinal system. And also elm.
Well, that's very interesting. Everything you just said has nothing to do with applying something directly to my feet. Which is the first thing the doctor did was give me something to apply direct. Well, at the time it was on my hands.
Well, the eczema is a symptom. It's a symptom of something else. That's what they do, because regular doctors usually just treat symptoms. He's treating the symptom, but not the cause. The cause usually for eczema and skin issues is your liver. Your body's overburdened with some kind of toxins. And if you got the tetanus shot, those are toxins that would place in your body that don't belong in there. You know, with all those heavy metals that come in the vaccinations. I used to suffer from eczema when I was a little girl, too.
And it was just one shot. Imagine if it were a baby who gets the DTaP.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, I think I got the DTaP also when I was around 14, 15, because I had an accident. A piece of glass went in my leg, and I went to the hospital. Yeah. I'm sure they gave me that vaccination also, you know, which I think sometimes my memory's a little, not my memory, my speaking ability's been impaired a little, I think, from that.
Well, I'm hoping. Now, the last time you were at City Hall, you talked about formaldehyde, and that was terrific. But I'm thinking you could either take another element and really delve into it the way you did that, or, which is great. I mean, I'm all for that. But perhaps you might think about what is affecting these children, like eczema is, but seizures are, and what might reduce the incidence of what they're suffering. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there because you do a lot of research. You probably don't have to do extra research to be able to address specific symptoms. I don't know.
The thing with vaccinations is so like, I mean, this is like an assault of like heavy duty, heavy metals on the system, on the brain. Which, I mean, I'm not sure if just plain, you know, if just natural remedies, I'm sure they could help. But that's like a big deal because from what I've read often, like heavy metals are not that easy to pull out of your body, you know, and then once they go into your brain. So, I mean, I've heard people having very good results with something called cease therapy through homeopathy. And I know homeopathy can be quite powerful, but those are professional homeopaths that use it, though. Apparently they have remedies that can help to antidote some of these, you know, vaccines. And, you know, I'm not too familiar with that.
Well, they're still alive. I hope they share their secrets. You know, we should be training homeopaths by the thousands at this point, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called cease therapy, CEASE, cease. As a matter of fact, I just...
CEASE, like cease and desist.
To cease something, to stop something. And actually, I just became a member in a Facebook group, something, I forgot the name right now, I don't know, I have to look it up, with homeopathy, and I believe the lady that heads the group is a cease therapist.
Well, I always send everyone to Dr. Carly, you know me, because she's reversed more cases of vaccine-induced diseases, but I've never asked her what she does. You know, per se. I've only just met people.
I mean, I've heard of so many people having really good results with homeopathy. I mean, I've heard of people being treated for cancer, kinds of really chronic. So I would think that that's promising. You know, homeopathy is very can be very effective for serious chronic, and which, I mean, that's what happens to children that have been vaccinated. They end up suffering with chronic illnesses. You know.
Right.
As far as herbs, I mean, anything that can support their liver, I'm sure would help, because usually it's your liver that has to detoxify anything that goes into your body that shouldn't be there, you know, your liver, your kidneys. But, I mean, as far as liver herbs, milk thistle seed, you know, protects your liver, reishi mushrooms, your liver, and help to detoxify it, to help in detoxifying dandelion, yellow dock root. You know, and there are Chinese herbalists, too. People that have studied Chinese herbalism can be very helpful. You know, they have some very strong herbs that are helpful. spot on.
I was talking to my son's girlfriend who goes to an acupuncturist.
Yes, I have gone to acupuncturists. Ooh. That has helped me a lot with my backaches. Mm-hmm.
That's
love
right.
Acupuncture.
Do they return, or do they return in a different place? When you say backaches, you've had to make this has happened to you more than once.
Mm-hmm. Sally, I'm going to have to go because I think my daughter's been calling me. Hold on.
All right, sweetheart, I'll let you go. And I want to thank you for calling in and saving the day here. So thanks for sharing all the information. I'll see you on Veterans Day at 1 p.m. on the steps of City Hall.
Okay, thank you, Sally.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Cheerio. Well, that was Sara E. Flores, and I see her on Facebook, people talking about, you know, there are different problems, and she comes in, and she makes recommendations for what they might consider trying and what's worked for her, and I'm like, where do you get all this information? My gosh. So she must have been, I mean, if she raised her daughter who's grown and has children of her own now, she's been researching this for a very long time, and as you see, to save her own good health. She's in great shape. So I would like to have more friends as in great shape as Sarah E. Flores instead of my friends falling apart. Oh. So anyway, I really have valued the distraction, if nothing else, from, you know, just waiting for my son to get here so I can visit my dear friend. So, all right. Please visit John Guttermore's website, Whale, like the, you know, WHALE, whale.to, whale.to. If you haven't been there, you don't know what you're missing. That would be the preeminent website to give anybody who really wants